Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Alan Arp. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan, the first thing we're going to talk about is something that's not going to happen when it was supposed to happen, and that's your antique plowing show. So let's talk about that. That was scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah, we had it scheduled for tomorrow, and the field conditions are going to be conducive. It's going to be a little muddy. So we postponed it for another week till the next Saturday.
Yeah,
and see if hopefully the weather will hold out and it'll be dry enough we can go out and plow in the fields.
A little sticky to put those plows in the ground tomorrow.
Yeah. A month ago we'd have never thought it'd be too wet, but we need the moisture.
Yeah, that's the good news, I guess, for the week. And the forecast, I think I didn't see much rain in the forecast for the week, so maybe it'll warm up a little, dry out a little, and next Saturday will be a great day. What time is that scheduled for?
We start around 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're usually done by 3 to 4 in the afternoon.
Okay, so have you done this before?
If we get to do it this year, it'll be our third year
okay.
in a row we've done this.
Okay. And where is it going to be held?
It'll be held 2 miles north of Grizzled, right on Highway 48 at the Howard and Doris Rush Farm.
Okay.
And the Fords and Moore Museum.
Okay. Now, what do we see? You're saying this starts at 10, isn't over till afternoon. Tell us a little bit about, you know, if we're not familiar with plows and antique tractors and what's happening? What is it that we would see and participate in when we come to this antique plowing show next Saturday?
We've got a lot of people around the community that are interested in not just around the community, but around the state and everything of, you know, antique tractors. And you've heard of all the tractor rides around the country and stuff. And we're kind of carrying this a little bit farther as far as taking these old vintage tractors and plows out and actually working them in the fields like they used to years ago. And guys get a big kick out of this, you know, takes them back into their childhood. And plowing is not a practice, you know, done much anymore. So it's kind of a lost art, if you would say.
Mm-hmm.
People used to take a lot of pride in how they plowed the furrow and how straight they could do it and everything. And many of the younger people don't even know what it is anymore, plowing. And so we kind of try to bring back the days of old with this. And if you come, you can see tractors from old 1920s up into later, you know, 70s, 80s models with old plows. Some of them, before they had hydraulics, they were trip plows, what they called them. Pulled a rope to raise them and lower them. And we've got Dale Rush from the Rush's International Museum up here on Main Street. He usually brings out a hay rack for people that can actually go out and ride, and he drives out in the field so you can watch, ride alongside and watch, you know, how they work. And then that day, Howard and Doris Rush will have their Fords and Moore Museum open, and it'll be, he's got a large collection of vintage Ford cars and pickups from Model Ts up to, you know, later Model T Birds, retractable hardtops, Mustangs, Torinos, pickups, and he's got another shed full of vintage antique Ford farm equipment all restored, and another shed full of he's filling up full of international harvester tractors and equipment. So he's got quite a bit to see out there.
Yes. It sounds like to me, if you're interested in motors, if you're interested in machinery, if you're interested in power, there's something there for you, whether it's the newer Ford that's the sleek power cars, or whether it's an old antique tractor, there's something there to look at. And in town, in Griswold, there's a lots more to the museum that's in town in terms of housewares, and, you know, it's not just farm equipment, but anything that kind of had to do with life in the past.
Correct. At the International Museum in town, Dale and Smiley Rush have got a large collection there of international farm equipment, and she has put together a lot of stuff as far as what the wife would have in the house, you know, back household stuff, and it's really interesting to go through their building, too. We're kind of lucky in this area to have five machinery museums with Fords and more out north of town, and the International Museum on Main Street, and Royal Beerbohm's got a really nice display of Alice Chalmers tractors and equipment here, and in Lyman, there's Byers have a John Deere Museum there, and down in Elliott, Gail Eshelman has a Minneapolis Moline Museum, so we're kind of lucky to have all these in one area.
That's all right there close together, and then I guess I'll mention if you go over to Avoca, there's a huge museum over there, too, that right off the interstate. So, and people do come, you know, I'm thinking, Alan, that we don't really appreciate that we have all of those kinds of things to see and do here, but people come from all over Iowa and all over the United States to visit these museums.
Yes, correct. I know. And it seems to be the way things work. I mean, people don't go to see their local attractions much. Where around here we have a lot of bus tours, I guess, from all, you know, states away that come to see all these museums. And I think there's even been a bus tour from a foreign country here before.
Wow. Okay, so we need to learn more about them, and I know if you go on several websites, I think if you go to the Griswold website, I think there's some others also that you can find out a little more and find out the location if you don't know about them, and Chris, you can always call Alan, and he can tell you all about them, too. So, Alan, what's your favorite color of tractor?
Well, I'm partial to green myself. I was raised on John Deere, and I'm lucky enough to still have the tractor that my dad bought the year I was born.
Wow. Wow.
And it's still in the family, and I've still got it, and that's what I go out and plow with.
Really? Yeah. Well, probably doesn't get used a whole lot, but for the plowing show, that's what's out there.
Yeah. It's that and for the tractor rides and stuff like that on it. It's kind of means a lot to me to have that tractor yet.
Sure. And you probably drove it as you were growing up. Did you have the privilege of driving that when you were learning to take care of all the tractors and the farm equipment?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the first tractors I worked in the field with. In fact, I remember when I was young, Dad buying a plow, and we sold it on the farm sale, and I was knew the guy that bought it, and I was lucky enough to get it acquired back, so I still have the original tractor and plow that I learned how to plow with.
Lots of memories there.
Yes, it is.
Did you have a dog that followed you up and down the rows as you plowed?
We had some little dogs when I was growing up. I remember a little rat terrier we had that would run out to the field and go down one badger hole and come out another one. And I was always
really
expecting him to not come out sometime.
Yeah,
when he did.
When tangle with badgers, that's a pretty big animal for a little rat terrier to deal with, but they must be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Yeah. Now, Alan, you're not old enough to really talk about using the horses, but I'm sure you're like your dad, your grandpa talked about all the farm work they did with horses.
Yeah, I remember Dad talking about when he came back from the service, before he went to the service, they farmed with horses, and he said he'd never wanted anything to do with horses after that. He had enough.
Enough of those things.
Myself, I never did move around horses very much.
Yeah, they were kind of a thing of the past. We had different kinds of horsepower, and it was an engine. So let's remind folks they could come and kind of get in on all this. I'm not sure I'm going to say the good old days, because not everything was good, but there were lots of good memories from those days. And so if people want to come and see what's going on and see the equipment, remind us again when this is going to be held.
This will be a week from tomorrow. See, that's November, was it the 5th?
Oh, about the, maybe 2nd, anyhow. Week from tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and time?
Two miles north of Griswold, about 10 o'clock in the morning is when we get started. Till 3, 4, 5 okay. in the afternoon.
Okay.
You'll see where all they're right on the highway. You'll see where all the vehicles are, and
it should be very.
Howard Doors are gracious enough to let us use this up there and sponsor this, and with the help of them and Kemp Welding and Grizzled here, we kind of got this going. So.
Okay, very good. Well, remember that for a week from tomorrow. Get in on a lot of the old-time things and have some good memories. We want to thank you very much, Alan Arp, for visiting with us this morning.
Well, hey. Glad I could do it. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, until next time, here is a thought from a philosopher farmer. If you get to thinking you're a person of some influence, try ordering somebody else's dog around.